I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Uprising. Enjoy. Okay, so in the morning, crack of dawn.
Crack of dawn.
50 degrees, a little less. This morning, before dawn, there was frost on the grass and on the trees. Mm-hmm. But by dawn, it's already warmed up enough that you can't see the sun, but the sky is light, except on the far west. And there are 12 gnomish guards, all with spear, hand axe, shield, and banded armor.
They look so cute in their little tiny room.
Oh, wait, they're 6 foot tall.
4 to 6.
And most of them are about 5. But anyway, and then Beinter comes out, and Cassette is there, and she's back in her more masculine-looking garb, so you wouldn't know that she is a female. And then all of you, Mark and Malfbred. And Bazor has his horse, and Malfbred has his horse. And everyone else is on foot. No, Mark has his horse. And everyone else is on foot.
Before?
Also, Max the wolf is there.
I'm going to rememorize.
I want to.
And basically, he pretty well cowers by Janny's legs, and he doesn't roam around much when you're together as a group. So you can pretty much figure, unless something else is happening, unless I say otherwise, he's cowering behind her legs. Current demeanor. Okay?
I would like to try to pull Winter aside and ask him a question.
Sure.
And then it would be like, do you have any plans on how to defeat this dragon? Because I've been thinking, and it's looking pretty slim idea-wise.
I think it would be difficult to formulate any plan until we have determined where the beast might live.
This is true.
Could kill it with a cave-in. Could sneak up on it and kill it while it sleeps.
Yeah, hopefully.
Could poison it.
That's true as well.
Yes, there's some poison gnomes on there.
Would this, this dragon be magically inclined? Or, like the red one?
He pulled him aside to ask him, but you don't know for sure if he is or not.
So
that would be a good thought, too, is if he is magically inclined, he might only just have to touch him with a rod.
Dunk, Dragon Slayer, 5 levels.
Those were my two. Those were my two best ideas: were to attack while he was sleeping, or to cave in the cave and let it starve him out.
That's how you level up.
Well, you'd have to. I don't think you could starve him out, but you'd have to cave it in on him.
I guess that would work too.
And it would really take quite a cave in to keep him inside, and usually they have more than one way out. I think. Intelligent dragons, anyway. At least that's my understanding. Okay, so to be clear, those three horses, everyone else is walking, and you're headed up the long journey back up the mountain to Upper Jakto. Once you get to Upper Jakto, you'll be under the protection of the Trents. In the meantime, you're open. The purpose of this trip is to ensure that the trails are open. Okay. They have a couple of scouts that will go ahead and so on. But generally speaking, you just be marching, keeping your eyes open, looking for trouble. Got it?
Mm-hmm. How much for a horse?
You can buy... There are 4 light riding horses. Or 8 ponies. And a light riding horse is 30 gold. Ponies are 25.
I'm practicing my violin as we go up.
40 gold piece, John.
For light riding horse?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Any change back?
No.
Are they still at the inn?
No, you're getting ready to move out of town.
moving the people up to the other jackal.
You're standing in the middle of town, all ready to go. What was he going to say? Except for we're just about to do it. And Brunson, real quick, was buying him a horse at the last second so he didn't have to walk.
I forgot what he was
going to say. Oh,
is deafness?
No. Now, realize that your horse does not have a saddle, necessarily. It doesn't necessarily come with a saddle or a bit and bridle.
I probably came with that stuff.
Nope.
Okay, how
much? That's another 15 gold.
We have the change from that.
Well, you can take the change from that 40.
okay, well, he'll do the horse and bit and bridle for the gem. You got to pay for the saddle separately, which is another 10 gold.
Okay, that's fine.
That's
another pound out of my pouch. My pouch.
Okay. He feels so much lighter.
Yes.
Is deafness for the signal illusionist spell, is that considered an illusion, or...
No, it's actual deafness.
And is that, like, do I have to see my target area?
Yes.
What, do people get a saving throw, like, if they're sleeping?
I believe it's saving throw negates, I think. Most of the spells are.
I don't want it to be, like, sleeping and then wake up because it hears us walking or something.
Reminds me of my first third
or sleeping and wakes up because they don't hear anything.
What?
Okay.
Or sleeping and wake up because they don't hear anything.
What to do?
Yeah, he seems pretty bright, so you're thinking he's going to be able to do probably another 4 or 5 tricks.
I just don't know what.
Well, fetch, guard, attack, stay.
Ooh, attacking,
yeah. Murder.
Yeah.
Maul.
Sickle.
Yeah, but attacking guard would take front like foot. A little longer than a few minutes.
Do a barrel roll.
Okay, so you're headed up the mountain.
Do a barrel roll.
They traverse for... everyone's supposed to have breakfast before you left. And then they travel for about 2.5 hours and then stop for second meal.
So you can
pastries and beer or ale. And you're sitting around. So you're a pretty good group. You got 12 guys. 2 guys are out scouting up ahead, basically. It's not a road, per se. It's just a wide pathway between the trees. And it winds quite a lot, and a lot of that is just to make it so you're not so... You're going up the steep slope the whole time. So it's kind of like this, all the way up the mountain. The trees here range in size, everything from saplings to, 6-foot diameter redwood trees. So we're talking, this is an older forest. There's very little growth, but there is some bushes and brush. Canopy is about... 75%. So there's places where once the sun is up, like now the sun is up, there's places where huge columns of light stream between the trees. The breeze continues to blow. It's a good 10-15 mile an hour the whole time. And so the trees make that constant rustling noise. So any talking to one another, whatever, you have to talk up, talk about the wind. Even by now, you know, you're using cloaks and capes and whatever to kind of protect yourself from it because your ears are over exhilarated from the constant wind and you feel dried out and your eyes feel dried out and you just feel a little bit frayed and it's only 11 o'clock in the morning. So you have use what protection you can. You have your pastries or beer or ale if you actually drink. And then they are only stopped for about 15 minutes. At about the 15-minute mark, the two scouts that were out front come back.
About that long.
And then 2 scouts go out again. So there's 10 gnomes with you, plus all of you, Mark, Meenter, Cassette, and Malfred. Malfred's riding his horse the entire time you're moving. Now I'm moving very fast, but he's riding his horse the entire time. He doesn't walk.
Me too.
And so is Brunson. Mark is walking most of the time, and he's got a pretty stiff pace. Like, he's walking faster than most people.
Is he as fast as Rin?
No. Is this supposed to be, like, who? An Ohio State
monk? That's Monk.
No, not Rin.
Is this supposed to be, like, an Ohio State
Mark?
Sure. Mark's on a horse, isn't he?
He has one, but he's walking. Okay, so you get up, get going, and you go for about an hour and a half, and they stop for lunch.
Yay.
Okay, and he's thinking at this point, you know, if this is the pace that they're taking, making it by nightfall, it's really not that far. Like, the total distance is probably half a day's travel, not a day's travel. So they're just not really making a great deal of pace. Yes, sir.
That create camp spell you told me I could use, is that second level?
Yes, I believe it was.
And then what was the other one you told me I could
first
use?
Level was... Oh, sneak.
Something. Oh, nap.
Nap, yep.
That was first level?
Yeah.
Nap. Nap.
It's really good.
No.
It's a Hermes only spell, nap, and break camp. Break or set up camp.
Map or nap?
Nap.
With the M?
Nap.
What does that do?
I can.
You can tell him if you want. As a player, you can tell him, but the characters don't know.
Nah, I'm okay.
Okay, if that's the case, can I unearth a camera?
I still need to have two.
I want to keep those a secret.
I still have two more. What am I supposed to do in your spells? I'm not looking at your spells, don't worry about it. I'm not even going to teach.
He doesn't know that.
Alright, anyway, so after lunch, you break up lunch, which really isn't much. They did have actual meal. You had meat, cheese, grapes, and beer or ale if you wanted it. And the gnomes are carrying the food and providing it and everything like that. And just as you're ready to break up for lunch, the two scouts that were out ahead are coming back. But when they come back, instead of walking back at the more leisurely pace that the first pair did after second meal, they are running. Like the Dickens.
Oh, boy.
And they're running high speed.
Getting ready for combat.
Downhill, mind you. One of them actually falls, rolls, gets back up again, and runs some more.
I was just joking.
Okay. And,
I'm getting ready for combat.
Yeah, sorry. People get up, and they're starting to check their weapons or whatever. And before the gnomes actually reach your little spot where you had taken lunch, here and there 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 and there, you see goblins pop up over the rise.
Caltrops in my hand.
Okay. Sword in hand, shield up.
All right. So you can see
kind of fancy there.
30 to 40 already. Okay. Now, there's plenty of opportunity for cover. There's trees all around you, brush and little, you know, bumps and hills and stuff like that. And basically the gnomes are spreading out and taking defensive positions.
Question, how far are they?
There's no sign of trouble behind you or to your right, only straight ahead. To the left, you can hear the sounds of the river, so they can't flank you too far to the left. When they first start cropping out, the closest ones you're seeing at maybe 100, 150 feet.
So how long would we have till they reached us?
Maybe, if they charge, a round.
All right, I'm going to take out my bow first.
Okay. So, we'll go around the table. Jake first, what do you do?
I guess I'm going to kind of put myself between them and the party to kind of get ready to attack them.
Okay. Stand up in the middle of the pathway, basically, and
look
bold. Okay, Mark likes that idea. He pulls his two-handed sword and stands up next to you.
Okay, I guess we'll kind of work together to give as much coverage between us and the party.
Okay. What does Janny do?
Could sure use a bow.
Goblins popping up, several dozen at least. A goblin is a between 3 and 4 foot tall, nasty, green-skinned, snouted, fanged creature.
I take out my... Well, I mean, did I get to teach my wolf the attack like I was wanting to do?
No, all you've done so far is track.
He can track them.
So, but you don't want to send him into combat against goblins anyway, he's just going to die.
I'm probably going to get out my staff.
Max, track those goblins!
Staff and, like...
Wolf.
Probably going to get out my staff and, like,
That's an artist's rendition making their ears so large and pointy, but other than that, it's pretty accurate.
Wait, what?
That's what we're fighting.
Pretty much.
Oh, I saw a fairy midget. Fire, I think.
Little green midget. For making a music.
You would have your full assortment of spells.
That's the
you actually have, like, I think, like, three X's that you haven't used or whatever, right?
Yeah.
You haven't figured out what they are yet.
Yep, three.
Yep, so you might want to try some of those things.
That's the point.
Okay.
I don't really care what Bob did with his foot anymore.
Would there be, like, any protecting barrier-like spells?
If it's possible.
Can I try?
Yeah, you want to do it now?
Yeah.
Okay. So you put your hands up and think about defend me from these goblins, basically?
Probably.
Okay. Let me see your list again. I think one will go off, but it's not what you're expecting it to be.
Is she going to get a spirit guardian?
Yes. One of your third level X's goes off, and basically you feel tingly all over, but other than that, you see no effect.
Oh.
Did you just, like, aid yourself or something?
No. She doesn't know what she did.
Ooh, I think I might know what it is.
I'm so stupid.
What?
I already had write in my spell book.
That is funny.
I'm gonna... So,
guess what? You still have a scroll with write on it.
I'm gonna try pinching myself to see if there's anything wrong.
Hey, where'd this come from? We'll have to sell it later. I think you did bark skin.
No, bark skin actually makes visible bark skin.
I know.
I'm pretty sure I have that. Wait, it's on my list.
Okay, so anyway, what are you doing as they're charging? Try to find a place for the wolf to be safe and then take cover and maybe get out your missile weapon?
Yeah.
Get out your sling? Okay. So Janie has a sling out. They are within range of the sling already, just so you know.
Probably got to use my sling.
Got my composite short bow in my hand.
As soon as you're in position, you can start using it. All right. And the wolf just kind of like find him brush or whatever to hide under and say, stay. Now, if things get heated in here, he may not follow your orders because he's not trained to stay. He could run or he might attack. Depends. Like, if you're in danger, he might attack because he favors you. Certainly if you ran, he would definitely run. Or if he just gets too afraid, like there's too much going on, he might run.
Do I know I'm here?
Yeah, it looks like they know because they're all taking an offensive posture, so. Okay? And so...
So how many roughly...
Stashing the wolf, taking cover, and preparing the sling. Brunson.
You said multiple times.
Said preparing for combat. What do you want to do?
Just waiting until they get within range of sleep.
Okay, are you going to take a little cover or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They do have spears, but spears don't tend to have this kind of range. You see spears anyway. Not that that doesn't mean that they can't have other weapons, but you don't see anybody pointing bows in this direction.
Do you have burning hands?
No.
Like Sherry did?
Do not have burning hands.
Oh. Yeah, well, it's not quite as potent at this level either. It does 1 point per level, so... At fourth level, that would be 4 points.
Which is probably enough to kill a goblin.
Might or might not be enough. Depends on. They have one hit dice. To be clear, fighters on one hit dice creatures get one attack per level, not your normal routine. So when they engage in combat, you will get your fourth level. Are you third or fourth?
I am third now.
Okay, so you're third level, so you'll get three attacks per round. As long as there's three of them close enough. Or you can put three on one, but that would really be overkill.
So. Just gotten in at that point.
Literally okay. Hacking it into pieces.
And then Bezor.
I'm going to pull out as many caltrops as I can, just phantasmal force, throw them everywhere in the gap.
I thought he was pulling Eric.
Up in front of the party, basically.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so everyone sees that.
Roll 50 okay. D20s.
Wait, for what?
For Eric, killing all the goblins.
I throw Eric, Phantasmal Force 10 Erics fly everywhere.
Okay, anyway, so he scatters caltrops on the ground in front of the party on the pathway in front of where Jake and Mark are basically forming a barrier. Okay, some of the gnomes are taking up position on either side with you as well, and then others are taking cover and drawing short bows.
Defend the squishy. I'm running, I'm like taking cover in the forest. Right okay. In my hand axe and kind of fancy dagger.
Okay, are you trying to cover first?
At least three quarters.
Okay, so you got a bush and a tree. Basically, find a spot with a bush and a tree to hide behind.
Kind of. I'm going to be kind of in front of where Jenny's at.
Okay, and she's kind of middle back.
Mm-hmm. So I'll be like off to the left, but still in front of her. Are there like tents?
No, this is lunch, not camp.
Alright, well.
And then set up tents to eat lunch.
Alright, I'll be behind a tree. Are there like. Oh, are we in a clearing?
Well, no, it's a path. The path is like 25 foot wide.
Alright, I'll be just off to the side, kind of center left.
Okay. Yeah. And you're like heading off into the woods and taking cover.
Yeah, with my hand axe and kind of fancy dagger ready.
Okay. Don't you need a bow?
I do, but.
You have a longbow. You could honestly take out, like, two before they got here.
Well, it's not... If they try to charge, they're all going to just run across caltrops. And die, you know?
But the Caltrops are covering the pathway and quite a bit of distance on either side, but there's still a lot of way.
Actually, I'm sure I'll end up fighting some with my kind of fancy dagger. I'll just get my bow out for now.
Oh, my God. He really wants to use the fancy dagger.
I want
to
know what it does. This will be the third combat.
Holy, I think
if I use it.
This will be my second combat with my knife.
Okay. It's just a regular dagger.
And, Malfred.
It's a regular kind of fancy dagger.
Oh, yeah, this is my third combat.
Malfred.
For what?
He takes his horse, Mark's horse, and Brunson's, unless Brunson declines. And he's taking them basically back out of the fight. Okay. And he actually takes one of the gnomes with him, and he's going to have the gnome, one of them, stay back there and keep the horses there so he can come back up and help.
Just leave my horse.
Oh, I didn't realize you had a horse yet. So he'll take yours as well, because you're busy doing stuff.
You bought a medium war horse?
I spent pretty much all my money on a medium war horse and leather barding.
He's such a base whore.
But if he charges into combat swinging a woodsman's axe on a medium war horse with leather barding, that could be intimidating.
He'll also probably take the head off of his horse.
Scrawny like a little kid, but...
Break morale.
He's not that scrawny. Shirt! Oops.
Significantly stockier than he is.
So, missile fire on the closest goblins, and they're not clumping up, per se, at 100 feet. So we'll let you have a round of missile fire at roughly 100 feet as they're charging. And by then you can see that there are at least 60 total.
Okay. Tastes like blood will be spilled tonight.
I'm going to get some. Okay. Five dozen.
I'll do my gnomes real quick.
Just five dozen.
He said at least 60.
Doink, 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 doink. Shots begin to ring out from the gnomes.
Doink, 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 doink.
Doink.
Missiles.
I could do... If I didn't have to be focusing on these Caltrops...
Okay. A couple of goblins get hit, fall. One of them is clearly dead. Another one is wounded, not dead. Pretty ineffective bow fire on behalf of the gnomes.
Okay, I'm taking a shot.
Okay. Theon,
I can take
two shots. Dierman, two shots.
Natural
20. That's a hit. 100 feet.
Four.
So you got, one of you has a long composite.
That's me.
I have a short composite.
A long composite at 100 feet is considered to be short range.
I got a 15.
You have a short bow.
Composite.
Short composite bow is also short range. So you're both in short range.
I got 15 and a 3.
I got a 20 and a 4.
Can I be moving to cover
20 hits,
this
4
time?
Misses. 15 hits, 4, 3 misses. Okay. So both hit one.
So, D6?
Do what?
Can I be moving to cover during this time so they'd be
focusing on this
spell?
You have a longbow, isn't that D8?
And I don't have a ranged weapon?
Sure.
How much is how
mine
much damage
is D6, right?
D6, yep. They're both D6.
Do I add dex or anything, or just D6?
No. Straight up D6.
2.
4.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends. All right. So, both goblins seem to be wounded somewhat severely. Neither was killed, but they certainly ceased their charge to start with.
Take out their kneecaps.
So, after both of those shots,
I used to
are they getting
an
kind of close?
Like you. And then it took an hour to think.
Okay, well, those were at roughly the 100-foot mark or so. All right, and then who else are we missing? Janny's got a sling.
Yeah.
Two shots with a sling. Roll a d20 twice.
Roll your d20.
She says,
Phew! Seven.
Phew!
Seven
is a miss.
Five.
So it's also a miss. So she fires at two goblins and misses twice. One hits a tree. Pardon me for spraying it. Check out Things Were Different Back Then, the origin story of Lord Victor, told from a certain point of view. But, and then, another one soars off in the distance.
What does my fairy fire do?
Fairy fire will outline them and make them easier for people to hit.
Won't it also
but
deal
you
damage?
Can do, no.
No,
it doesn't deal damage. You, at your level, you could do probably four goblins.
That's how it works.
So
in
you
a
might
want to
use it either if they have missile fire troops that linger back or if somebody gets in close. It's
oh,
dim enough in here to get the bonus.
Probably. And 5th edition, it's a long
canopy, so.
Advantage on the attack.
You might
want to
hold it until... So like you see a moment in time where somebody is the target that really, you know,
I know, I'm just...
That's what I'm going to use it. Because you only get four goblins, and right now you can see over 50 goblins.
What's okay. Warp wood?
Warp wood, well, warp, arrows, spears, etc. basically make them useless.
You should
so that. Would, that also would be effective.
How many could you affect with
especially
that?
Especially bowmen or spearmen or whatever.
To enemies or anyone?
Yeah. Well, you can do it to anyone, but you want to do it on enemies. You don't want to warp your own party's wood. So you can do, at your level, you can do the arrows of, like, three bowmen, or you can do, like, three or four guys that have spears.
I never found out what X was, did I?
You could do the bows you chose to, yeah.
No, you never found out what the X was, did I?
Whatever it is, it affected you, which in theory means you may be protected somehow, because that's what you were trying to do. And you're what level?
Four. Level three.
Okay. Three, four.
She's level three and she got third level spells?
Dan, how far away are they?
I only got five. Yeah, five.
Five total spells?
No, well...
Because if you have five third level spells at third level...
Wait, yeah, I do. I just...
You picked the wrong class.
That is dumb.
Druids get their spells a lot faster than anybody else.
That is dumb.
No, it's not.
So an inch...
Well, I don't get them all at the
outside
same time.
Is worth 10 yards.
10 yards.
I guess it is harder for you to get.
So if it's 3 inches plus 1 inch per level on fourth level...
She doesn't know what spell she has, so...
7 inches.
Then she doesn't get to choose your spells.
They're in range.
You do.
Yep.
Okay, then I'm going to cast
a spell. And later on, my spells get ridiculously hard to actually...
I guess it's asleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I think will they be here this round?
No.
Well, you pick the class. So.
They will not be here this round. They will probably be here at the end of next round.
Okay.
I hope we should try to run through the
maybe I should wait till they get closer. Then.
Yeah. The only bad thing is you either want to wait until they're here, so they're clumping up, and you'd get more of them, or get them before they get too spread out, because they're spreading out more as they run.
Oh, really?
So you want to do it when they're further away to get more then. But to get the most of them will be when they get here and start fighting, because they're going to clump up on people and stuff. And then you could get a dozen or even 20, maybe, because they're all going to have to come to you. As long as you feel comfortable that these guys can protect you from missile fire, which that's a question. A lot of spears there.
Okay, I'm going to cast shield instead.
A lot of sharp, pointy things.
Good call. Okay, so Brunson is gearing up. Shield comes up. And they won't be, they're not attacking this round, so it goes off, no problem. Okay. And you hear Brunson, I may make a shield in front of me. Okay. And
you're weird.
That was all the missile fire, right?
You're weird.
Okay.
Count out the missile fire
more.
Okay. Alright, then at 50 feet or so, still short range for missile fire, one last set of shots before the front. Now that'll only be the front. So if they don't engage you from where you're standing, then you'd still be able to missile fire.
Okay? After these set of shots, I'm stepping up and
are they going through the counter?
Well, I'm going to I'll draw my dagger.
Quite a few of them, like the middle of their pack, looks like they're going to go right through.
Good.
But they probably don't realize they're there yet.
Good. Right. You're the emperor.
Good. 5-10 goblins something, start falling from Caldron.
Something, and then all of a sudden, okay. So go ahead and take your shot. 50 feet, short range. All of you get 2 shots of the sling. D20 twice.
8 and 9.
Better roll better this time.
Tell me. I'll try.
13 and 9.
Falling from Caltrops.
13's a hit. 9's a miss.
5 misses.
18's a miss, I'm sure.
18's
a hit.
Okay, that's 5 that's like damage three. On one.
That's like 11 AC.
So D4.
Roll a d4. The
my THAC goes 16 with that. So I hit a 7.
Yes.
That one.
Oh. You missed.
Really? AC's lower than 7.
4.
They're tiny.
7 is like...
That's my AC.
They have skin that's harder than 7. Let alone if they're wearing armor.
I mean, his AC is 7.
I'm literally just wearing tough clothes and have a dex bonus.
He has thick clothes and he's quick moving.
My AC is 6 with him buck naked.
What's your dex?
He's flying to the wind with an AC-6. So, all right.
AC-0.
Anyway, gnomes.
You have plate mail. That's leather.
Who has the better AC?
After that, I'm putting my bow back on my back, and I'm taking out my dagger and preparing to draw my short sword.
while stepping forward.
Okay, so we're going to do kind of just a little sketch here so you guys can picture where we're at. Okay.
I'm not joining your little group.
Okay, so here's Jake. Here's Mark.
Sound like Kenny G. We're about for something.
This half of the table is on the phones. And then I'm in the middle of the
room. You guys want swanky
because beanbags? I've already declared where I'm doing this round and waiting for
you guys jealous of my swanky beanbags?
Actually, the half of the table is right here.
Jealous easy.
So.
Well, I sit on the middle ground. This is half the table.
Oh, if they either go, halves either go this way or this way. Because it's a rectangle.
No, it's right here.
Or this way.
Half is right here.
Or this way.
Okay.
Yeah, you're on that half.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Oh, so that is you're on
you say you were or we're not behind cover, Ron?
You are on this half or this half?
There you go.
No. Get away from me.
Alright, I'll be on my phone.
Bezor is now moved to cover, correct?
Correct.
He's done
Rangers
his job.
Played very well. We got
now
picked out of five
to
teams.
Pull out Eric.
Who am I forgetting? Dear man.
Wait, really? Let me see.
Eric, the goblin.
You know who the master thief is here?
Eric, the goblin quicker picker upper.
What?
Probably. Gotcha. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe think.
Check out The Moment Blood Bowl wherever you buy books. This is written by Pastor Daniel Stevenson, the longtime author and game master of Low Moon Adventures. You got everybody?
Literally, the only thing I did was out of my peripherals, looking at your wallet.
Jake, Mark, Danny, Brunson, Bezor, Theon, Deermud, and our cassette. Vinter.
No, Brad, Vinter.
Mouth breather.
No.
The other
gnomes. Back my dice.
Wait. Okay.
A dozen gnomes, I think.
So here's what you got. Very sophisticated drawing, I know.
It's gorgeous, okay. I love it.
So here's the pathway through the woods. Basically figure there's trees all over the place.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
And the trees even extend over the road, so the road is not even well lit. All right? 75% canopy. So the whole thing is covered. Okay? You got a line across the pathway. This whole area, like this, is full of caltrops. Or appears to be, anyway.
Good job.
Okay? Bezor, squat down here in the bush by a tree.
Caltrops!
Okay? This is Theon. Fired his bow, currently switching weapons.
Hello.
This is...
Brunson?
Brunson.
He is for
okay.
Brunson.
Got a tree here.
Fight all the goblins.
Got some cover.
Janny's just right. In the middle of nowhere.
Janny's right there. The wolf is hiding here. There's a tree. There's a bush. He's under the bush.
That's an M. So we have an idea.
For Max.
His name is Max.
Let's fake okay. Our deaths now where you don't have to fight the dragons.
Malfred, back here.
But I wanted to fight.
Vinter.
You wanted to fight the dragon.
Okay. Gnomes.
Earn the affection
well,
of that
Jake and Mark.
Exactly.
Jake is in the middle. Mark is right
okay,
there.
Okay, so. And then goblins.
And the goblins are like this.
The K is cassette.
Yep.
I thought cassette was spelled with a C.
No, let's take cassette. This is cassette, the gnome.
K-A-S-E-T.
Mm. Okay.
Cassette.
And they come.
Cassette.
All right. So as they engage the line, they are crossing the caltrops, or at least the ones coming through the middle.
Yeah, caltrops.
Right. Is that like 30 of them?
Dun-dun. Caltrops of death! Yeah! Pound it, Aaron. Pound it.
Wow. No. No.
Alright. So.
No. I tried really hard. I almost got it.
There are roughly 40 goblins that are moving through the area that are covered by the
like
caltrops. Alright? So, they're going to pass through the area, and you're going to get two attacks on each goblin.
That sounds like fun.
Okay. Good. So we're going to do them in groups. Good. All right. We'll do two attacks on the first 10.
11.
Okay. That's a hit.
Yay, hit.
16.
That's a hit. All right, so you hit both of them. So roll 2d6.
That's so weird. 3. Master. 4.
Okay.
Me.
Okay.
Second 10.
3.
Pencil.
Assuming that misses.
That's a miss.
It's worth nothing. I took the
9.
One.
Yeah, but it's way over in your also. Space. That's way easier to grab.
Third 10.
Pencil was sitting back here.
16. 12.
Okay, so both hits. Roll 2d6.
3. 2.
Oh. How many points do you have towards a thief?
How many what?
Points do you have towards a thief?
Experience points?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
83, 40.
Okay, and then third group, or fourth group, right? Yeah, fourth
level
group.
Level.
4.
2.
Yeah.
4.
Okay. That one makes more sense because they're running and bouncing and jumping over the bodies of their fallen comrades. So basically what happens is a swath of goblinness hits the caltrops on the ground, and they immediately the front ones, the leaders, are hitting and they're sticking through their feet and they're crying out in agony and everything, and then they fall, and sometimes they fall and their faces get stuck in the caltrops, and others are plowing over the top of them. And so roughly about half of the goblins that charge into the pack are either slain or totally incapacitated. However, then there are goblins that are charging over. And the goblins that are charging over are headed mostly straight into the line. Okay?
Just depending on their comrades.
Yeah, they're walking right
it's kind
up
of
top
a
the
goblin.
And then there are some goblins who are coming around the outside that are unaffected by the caltrops.
If your comrades die and fall on caltrops, they are not worthy. Step on them. The entire goblin mantra.
No, if your comrades die and fall on caltrops,
at the same time as that's happening, by the way, you see that there are still more goblins appearing in the back. And there are two units, maybe 6 to 10 in each, that have short bows. Okay? And we go to...
Oh, are we supposed to roll initiative?
Yeah, good. While we were doing them, they have to cross the caltrops before anything.
Woo!
All right, so we're going to roll initiative. And this is an actual round of combat. So if you have missile fire, you can still missile fire this round.
I'm going to quick draw.
Are spells considered missile fire?
No.
9 on quick draw.
Melee. You rolled on your dex check.
Yeah.
I got a 5.
Is reality sculpting considered missile fire?
Come on.
6.
No. Druidic spells can go in missile fire. Illusionist spells cannot.
I rolled a 10.
I have an even better idea this time. Better than caltrops.
Yeah, I got 6.
I have a better idea. It's going to be hard for anybody to meet that number.
Trust me, this is a better idea.
So I have a 10 initiative. Which, if I'd have gotten a 6,
no,
I could have gotten 2 actions.
Better. It's hard to beat that, I know. But even better.
Dad, while dual wielding, can I get 2 attacks per round?
Yes, you do get 2 attacks.
Awesome, man.
I'm going 2. Oh, 3.
Sweet. I've got my plus. I just quick drew my plus 2 sword.
If it's 1 hit dice or less creatures that you're fighting, you
I've
get
got my
1
dagger
attack per level that you have. So if you're 5th level, you get 5. If you're 10th level, you get 10. But
so
you have
3rd
level, so you get 3. That's only fighters.
Can you missile fire? Are you able to move that round, or is it just missile fire?
You can move some, but not your full amount. It's like 1/4 your normal.
Oh, okay. So I just want... Where are they at now? Are they going? They're coming around the com. Just now coming around the caltrops.
They're all kind of the whole main front group was actually about 60 strong.
Mm-hmm.
Is at basically this.
Really
now there's some spotty.
So will be, do you think we'll be on us in the round or?
Make sure you give him really garbage equipment so that when he traces, he has nothing.
There's 10 of them coming around that you
Dude,
see there.
That's garbage.
Around
Your brother did the same thing.
There's 3 gnomes here. You got the wolf hiding there, so he's not likely to be a factor. And then you've got Bazor hiding there.
Where am I?
You're right there.
Okay.
So you're out of the protection of the line.
Okay, show me.
Because you went out to get
Dad,
off. Now, if you don't shoot at them, they're likely to just charge into the pack. Okay. But if you shoot at them and they see you shooting, then they might come at you.
Yeah, can you show me where, like, the line of the furthest forward goblins are?
They're literally going to now be encountering the front line.
All right. I'm on this line, firing this round.
Yeah. Why?
About half of them made it alive through the...
Because then my plan's going to be dangerous for our front line. Okay, so where...
Are you just going to cast, like, 100 magic missiles?
So where's the people behind them?
They're spotty all throughout the...
Okay.
Look away. I'm going to do something awesome.
It's like the last Jedi thing again.
Go like this, and then just,
cast chain lightning.
So, did everyone roll initiative?
Yes.
Okay. I got this.
Missile fire, 9.
Not missiling fire.
Okay, so you're holding.
You just go.
Or you're going to just add your melee.
Rain down above you like heavenly fire.
So, missile fire, 9.
Just like,
is Janny missile firing?
All the goblins fire.
Throwing a sling?
Yeah. She's using the sling still. Okay.
I think I could make them believe that they were all flung up in the air.
6. Okay, in 6, the one group of short bowmen fires.
Don't you have 1, 2?
And they are still at short range.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And
just gotten the hang of it.
And then they're going to fire at the front line because they were firing in support of their troops, and once their troops get there, they won't be able to fire there anymore.
What's it
so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 8 there. It's a nice number.
Where are you going to backstab more, or are you going to want to evade more?
I'm probably going to evade more, which is why I want to get evade.
That is... If I'm just changing the effect of my Phantasmal Force, do I have to do that during my initiative?
I think it helps with natural healing, but I don't know.
Resilient. Yes.
Dad, does anatomy help with natural healing?
Help with natural healing? You mean, like, does it help people heal more fast or whatever?
Like, when I use my healing proficiency, would it assist that?
No. They are part of each other, so...
So just strictly a backstab for the anatomy?
Well, you can do... You make a roll, you can give them 1 hit point back. Okay. 1 free hit point. Or you can...
get better on backstab.
Do extra times during backstabs with a wisdom check.
Can you do both natural healing and anatomy?
Yes, but you only get the better of the two, and since anatomy only does 1 point, it's never going to be better than healing.
No, so it's only worth it if you fail your natural healing?
Correct. That would be worth it. Yeah. Okay, so short bowmen firing on the front line.
I have a good idea. It's going to work, trust me.
It's going to fling.
That's not my idea. That's my backup plan.
I got VB.
How many goblins are there?
Insight right now. There are 20 encountering the front line, 10 wrapping each end, and you can still see another 40 or so scattered plus the bowmen.
Do we recognize any of the faces from the Dark Army?
No.
Or the army?
Or the goblin village that we helped?
Jake's like, that guy looks like a guy from the Dark Army.
That one specifically.
Okay, on Jake. 2 arrows coming in from this group.
Me?
Yep. And 1 hit.
Oh, really?
4. 2 points.
Is this monstrous AC?
Yep. Monster's AC is only so much protection.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but we were fully healed before. Sure.
Yes, everyone was at full hit points.
Look at your brother. Come back at me.
Your brother takes wallet.
Not back at me. Not back at your brother.
No.
Look at your brother.
Now
look at me.
I'm not Jack Ball. I'm throwing
I think
away.
It's the monk that you met in the palace at Sarah's Palace.
I think he said the same thing.
Now look at Tommy.
The high level monk.
Now look at me.
And he wasn't that high level. Well, he was really bored
up
with me.
Well,
now look at that picture
up
on the staircase.
The healing monk, and he was helping, and then he said he was gonna not tell people what your level
my wallet.
Or he's the one who gave you the information about.
Oh. My dice bag.
Yeah, I think so. But anyway, okay, that was the first one. That's initiative 6 in missile fire. Initiative 5 in missile fire.
Smooth, Tommy.
So we have Janny sling, right? In 5, you're slinging in 5. You get 2 shots. Where do you want to sling at? You have the people that are charging in the front line, which is going to be in this middle. You have the ones that are kind of coming in your general direction, which is coming from over here, so you could sling that
way.
Try that way.
Okay.
My
so
die.
Roll two shots.
Alright.
And do you want them on the same person? Like, trying to hit the same person twice?
No.
Same goblin.
I'm gonna do...
15.
Fireball at 19th level.
19.
Both hit. So 2d4. You said the same person, right?
He didn't even notice. I took it.
Okay.
No, I was messing with Tommy.
That was smooth. Okay. Just
that
his
he was like, he was like, give me a wall back, and right then
one,
I was like,
okay.
And four.
Okay. So wounded two, didn't kill any.
Dang it.
All right, and then the other goblin shortbow group fires in five. They are also firing at the front line since this is the last chance they'll get to do so.
These guys are quite organized.
Yeah.
I thought goblins were dumb.
They are.
Usually.
Yeah, they're
dumb.
War.
They're just crude. It's getting ugly fast. Okay. Jeez. Ouch.
Now goes 16.
Front line is getting a little beat up, folks.
When is my initiative coming?
I'm feeling pretty good.
We're in melee.
Yeah, I literally rolled initiative 10 and I haven't went yet.
Because that has not been here yet, though. That's good.
What did you roll?
5.
Trash. I have a better plan than you, though. So.
Mark finally got it.
He's got more potential.
Right.
Illusion magic.
What's his AC?
Pretty cool. Who is?
4.
Good idea. I can't wait for this
he's
to happen.
He gets double his dex bonus because he's a barbarian. But he's not using that, actually. I forgot he's using armor. But it's AC4.
Okay. It's the goblin. Like, that goblin just got a really lucky hit on me.
I think it was a 19 on the dice.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's better than a
20 Thaco. Yeah. Their Thaco is...
better than 20.
16.
Oh, that's pretty good. I'm as good at
better than 16.
I'm as good at firing a shortbow as a goblin is.
Congratulations.
Impressive.
Okay, I'm sure he has none this time, I think.
No, you're just as tall as
I don't know how to use a bow.
Not on Jake.
I think
he's fancy green and he might be one. No, they're better with the shortbow.
you're giving me ideas.
Paint me green.
I mean, he's already got the pointy ears. 7
and 8.
I could change myself into a goblin, theoretically.
You can make him
who
look like a goblin.
Who took my wallet? He's had it for like 10 minutes.
Testing his observance.
As long as you don't forget to take it home, then you're a thief. Okay.
I'm in character.
He's method acting.
Role-playing experience.
when
your character comes out through you, that's not role-playing experience, that's dementia. When you role-play your character, that's role-playing experience. Okay.
Yeah.
4. 3.
Fire.
Yep.
Don't you dare.
The gnomes fire. Dunk, dunk.
Dunk.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ooh, good.
Now it's better.
It's 3 hits over 4. 5 hits. Okay.
What are you doing? Stealing your wallet.
Okay, one
you'll
of the ones
never
that,
notice.
You saw one of the ones that you get hit go down from an arrow. And hit the same distance.
All right, guys, chill out.
He's trying to reach behind him.
More.
I could just do that if I went two behind you.
Okay, the numbers have been thinned slightly.
Their numbers?
By
the
over
goblin
20.
Numbers.
Good.
Okay. Melee initiative 9.
I go in 10.
Or 10. Well, you can't do anything because there's no one to fight yet.
Can I, like...
Congratulations.
So you have to, the thing about quick draw is you have to actually have someone to hit once you very quickly draw your weapon.
Well, can I, like, charge... Can I charge forward... And then quick draw as an attack?
Yes, but that would be your body. Well, so you're not drawing your... You're saying not drawing your short sword yet?
Until I get up there.
Yeah.
And then I
can but
I
then
quick
you
draw.
Would get the plus 2. You would get that later.
Is there anyone that goes between now and 8?
Not that you know of.
Okay, I think I'm good then.
Okay, so...
May as well just draw my short sword.
Does anyone have 9? Then we go to 8, and you take off running.
Yeah.
And where are you running to?
The closest goblin.
Okay, so you have
the closest
pack of goblins coming around this way. Brunson is under cover at the tree. Beender is there. Both of these two goblins. Are you looking at me? Both of these two goblins have been using. They use their bow this round, and they killed two goblins over here. But that's still like eight that are coming around. So there is no one to stop these goblins as far as like.
I will step over. In front of Brunson.
No, probably not, because you have to concentrate on the Keltrop, so you see this. That's all you see.
Okay. I'm going to step over in front of Brunson, then, and attack a goblin.
Okay, so you're going to be Brunson's body man.
Can I?
The courageous Theon intervenes between you and the charging onslaught of goblins, which apparently no one was going to stop from getting to you. Mm. So,
can I train? Can I let the Keltrops fade, but keep
Fantastic you're work? Stopping...
You said they don't...
All the goblins that are coming from the front, there's 20 of them.
You said they don't show up till the end of this round.
Can't stop them all, brother. Can't stop them all.
Okay. So
you can try.
Will they get there, on my turn?
you certainly can try.
How many attack before they get to attack.
How many would I say there are in, this area?
10 and 10.
That great big area?
Yes, this great big area.
Let's say 15, 20.
That'll do.
All right, I am attacking, and then I have my sister's dagger and my magic shifter.
Okay, so you charge up to the group of goblins, and they meet you. They have spear and shield, and you actually
dagger's D4.
Yes, dagger's D4. Okay, yeah, they're not going to throw on the way in, so they're just going to use their shields to fight with, their spears to fight with for the moment. So you meet up with at least two of them. If you want to split your attacks, you can, or you can put both your attacks on one guy.
Can I see how well the first attack does, and then...
Mm. No.
Okay. I'll split them.
There's no time to, stab somebody and go, oh, yeah, I stabbed him pretty good. I'll do this to him. No, this is crazy combat stuff.
Stab.
Pretty sure that hit a rib.
Let's attack.
Pretty sure that hit a rib. Try again.
All right, so I'm going for splitting them.
Okay, do you have separate dice denoted here?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
I have a question.
The green one is my short sword. All right, 17 to hit for the short sword, and 15. I rolled 15 on both of my dice, as well as 4 on both of my hit dice. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Good for you.
No, you're fine. Dad. They'll be coming at the end of the round.
I rolled 15 on both of my d20 and 4 on my d6 and my d4.
That's funny.
Okay, so 17 to hit for the short sword, 15 to hit for the dagger.
Obviously, both hits.
6 damage for the short sword, 4 for the dagger.
Okay, both goblins go down.
All right.
So Theon steps up and very adeptly wipes out 2 goblins that meet him. In other words, he's standing in the face of 8, not 2.
My goodness.
Who is it then?
I don't know. There's a sitting right there. It was over there.
Okay.
It's just yours.
But they
Where's my wallet?
So they intend to...
My wallet.
Maybe. Of the remaining 6, 3 are going to stay on you, and 3 are going to charge the bowman.
What initiative is this?
Seven.
Okay. Don't
forget the strings are on there. All right. Well, they're not actually acting. They're running. This is just them running. They're not getting to attack anybody. They're not attacking until the end of the round. So, anyway, so that was initiative 8 and 7.
Give it.
7.
Give me my dice bag.
No, you're in this. You are switching.
I'm in 3, so.
Oh, you're okay. All right. And then initiative 6. Initiative 5.
Me.
5.
Okay, and 5.
I'm just changing what my Phantasmal Force is doing. So.
Okay, realize that if you change your Phantasmal Force from Keltrops, then the Keltrops will no longer have any effect, and there's the possibility that anyone that was damaged by them and charging across them will get a saving throw to...
if they're still alive, right?
Yeah, anybody that was damaged but didn't die could be undamaged because the Keltrops disappeared.
Hmm. Because they're in this area, right?
Well, I mean, the goblins that are going to be attacking this round are literally right here.
Yeah, but I mean, the ones that were hit by the Caltraps.
No, the ones that were hit by the Caltraps are right there. They already charged across there.
Okay.
Some of them.
Well,
if some of them were, you don't even know which ones were hit and which ones weren't. There's no way of knowing.
for you.
Well,
I'm just making sure you're aware. It probably doesn't matter for more than 5 or 10 goblins at the most.
Yeah. Well, what I want to do is change that. I want to ask you this possible. Change from caltrops to make like a huge spiked pit like right there.
Yeah, it's way too big of an area for yourself.
What about like right like in that area? Like, yeah, so the front line's not getting hit, but like in front of them.
Yeah. I mean, you could, if you narrow it, you could probably do something like this. This was the maximum space that you could do with your spell.
So how many are like right here?
Most of them.
Okay, I'll do that then.
Okay. But you realize a pit appearing automatically is going to trigger an automatic saving throw. Now the goblins are probably not a very good save, but if they make their save, nothing will happen to them.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm gonna put that pit right there, and most of them will probably fail.
Okay, so you're gonna hope that they fail, and even so, any still charging up would have to decide to divert around the pit if they believe it.
He also might get an insanity point for this, which would be great for character progression.
Why would I get an insanity point for
if
that?
Enough of them make their save, it'll be like forcing reality upon you again.
No,
it
doesn't work that way.
Well, that's how it worked for the last one.
Because that was other magic overpowering my magic.
Right.
It's not that my magic didn't work. It's that my magic was...
Okay, so...
His magic worked.
You begin to do that. What if Brunson were?
Cast him sleep on the goblins charging this...
No, my magic...
Okay, and the cast
for that, he got a point of insanity.
Okay, no, so you started 5, so you're on 4, which is still... that means that all 6 of those that are on that side would still be in the area of effect. So you'd be able to get them all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they're all 1-hit dice, so you just have to make sure you roll enough on your 4d's. Or your
44.
So long as you roll these 6 on your 44, they'll all fall asleep. So you can roll that now if you want. Because nothing else is going to affect that side. I think it was a save. Does it have a save? Is it from the gates? It might.
I'm looking at it. They have to roll a natural 20 2 times in a row.
Now their save is...
None.
That's what I thought.
Nice.
So, no saves. Okay.
So,
as long as you roll at least 6, all of them will go down, which will take off any threat of you being charged this round, at least.
I rolled a 3 on my first roll, so that's enough.
Yep. 3 plus 3 is 6. All right. So, all of them go down. So, all the ones that were about to attack you and the ones that were charging past you all pass out.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, now realize they only stay asleep for a while. So you could kill them.
Yeah.
You certainly are very anti-goblin, so you could kill them while they're sleeping.
Systematically break all their necks.
About 12 of them.
12 of the 6.
Like I was doing.
Each one of them is doubly slept, except not. Okay?
They stay asleep for... Well,
all right.
You wouldn't know, but... Yeah. 2 rounds per level.
So the many of the caltrops on the ground shift and fade and disappear, and at least an image... of a huge pit appears. And so, first of all, roll a saving throw versus spell.
Is he in the pit?
No, he's not in the side of the area. In fact, he's rolling
if he believes it or not. Is a 1 bad?
It depends on whether you want to believe in the pit or not. You see a huge pit appear.
Good job.
Okay.
And the goblins are charging over it. We'll find out how they do on it in a minute.
It doesn't look like in a video game where textures that load in, did it?
No. Nope, it is clearly and obviously a huge pit that just opened up in the ground.
Whoa.
Mark does not believe the pit.
Maybe you can get on the table if you want.
Cassette believes the pit.
Good. 5 ones.
Good.
Something dark side.
Do it.
All right. So we've got, let's say, there are 20 goblins potentially being hit, and plus 2d6.
There's a street.
So there's another 3 that are like right at the edge of the pit.
It's spelled D-E-W-I-C.
There's 20 goblins.
I
stole like 6 things from you.
Don't believe it.
Over here. That.
Don't believe it.
You really
believe it.
Marker.
You really didn't do anything impressive considering what
happened. Believe it. So 10 of the 20 goblins.
No, I was not. I was looking in the map.
You really did. I watched.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.